Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Chris R. Keller, the customer service manager and owner at ProfitWorks, that provides digital marketing services specializing in content creation and SEO. Mr. Keller, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and I'm sure we'll learn a few things from you here today, so I really appreciate your time. So, of your fastest growing clients, have you noticed anything in common that they are doing differently than your other clients? Let's start there today.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of three things stick out. So the first thing that comes to mind is really they're focused on building a great reputation. And so that's kind of a two-part process. One is they make sure that their product or service that they're providing really delivers on the value that they promise, and not even just delivers, that it actually over-delivers. So they have super satisfied clients. And a focus on really providing good customer service. So that's kind of point number one. The second kind of common thing we see is really just their mindset towards marketing. So there's kind of two ends of the spectrum. You've got one end where a business owner would view marketing as a nuisance, not a good use of their time and kind of a cost that they're looking to continually cut. And it's, you know, just kind of something they'd like to reduce the cost of and not have to spend a lot of time on. That's the one end of the spectrum. And then we have other business owners where, you know, they love getting involved in marketing. They see marketing as the vehicle that's going to drive the revenue growth of their company, and they want to be involved in it and invest in it and, you know, grow that investment because it's working to drive the growth of their company. And so definitely we've seen the clients that are growing fast, they all have that kind of second mindset where they like it, they want to invest more in it, they see it as the revenue growth engine for their business and dedicate time to getting involved in it. And then the third thing that's kind of in common is in terms of what they actually do for marketing, they all kind of have a heavy focus on improving their website and online presence, either in, you know, through multiple parts, whether kind of a combination of SEO, content creation, and just even improving kind of the effectiveness of the website in terms of once someone comes to their website, does it convey the right message? Does it get them to do the right actions? Does it somehow lead to an action that's going to get them further down the sales process? So that's kind of the three things that SEAM has been our learning in terms of what's in common.
Certainly do appreciate that information and is most helpful. Now, how fast are some of your clients growing? Touch on some of those details if you don't mind.
Some of them too fast. So they're just not able to keep up with the work that's coming in. So they're struggling to hire staff fast enough to be able to get the work done, which is a good place to be in, but it's also can be pretty stressful trying to juggle everything and when things are moving that fast. So yeah,
certainly a good problem to have, but it certainly is challenging, no doubt. Now, another question for you: what have you seen as some of the things that are most important for building a great customer service reputation? Touching a little on customer service reputation here.
Yeah, the first thing, which probably everyone knows, is, you know, just getting positive reviews. Obviously, getting Google reviews for most businesses, that's a big one. But, you know, there's other places too, other sites. It could be even just getting reviews that you can put in case studies or use as testimonials on your website. Getting as much in terms of other people talking positively about the experience they've had with your business or your product or service is definitely by far the biggest thing in terms of building a great reputation. So when someone tries to find that information, they find glowing information about you. And similarly, you know, when someone asks someone that they know that's used your service, that they're going to get a very positive feedback. So that's the biggest thing. And then two other things is definitely a focus on training. So, you know, looking at those successful clients that we have, there's definitely a common theme that they put a focus on getting their staff trained to be able to provide better customer service. And then finally, the third thing we kind of see is typically they'll focus their customer service on being fast. Everyone likes to have things done fast. They like things that are convenient. And so putting a pressure on when you're executing your customer service that it's optimized for speed definitely seems to help in terms of building a great reputation.
And certainly appreciate the info and response there today. We're joined by Mr. Chris R. Keller, the customer service manager and owner at ProfitWorks, that provides digital marketing services specializing in content creation and SEO. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us as we continue on, how do these fast-growing companies put a priority and focus on their SEO and digital presence?
Yeah, so first and foremost is the business owner dedicates time and energy to it. So if you want to do anything well, you know, you need to at least have some dedicated time and some mental capacity dedicated to that. Second, we see typically a large portion of their marketing budget going to that kind of online presence and their SEO and content creation, usually somewhere in the neighborhood of 50-60% of their total marketing budget is what we typically see seems to work best. Just regular view of what's happening and working on, you know, understanding where's the biggest next opportunity and putting plans in place to kind of improve that component and then monitoring that until it gets to a level where it's working at the degree that you're trying to target, and then finding out what's the next biggest opportunity for improvement and working on that.
Now, a simple but a loaded question. What are the keys to being successful at SEO or search engine optimization?
Yeah, so, you know, search engine optimization and getting your website to rank more in Google really comes down to, you know, understanding what Google's looking for and how they determine where a page ranks. When you search for a particular search phrase, how does Google determine what, you know, 10 to 12 pages to show on the first page for that search phrase? And really what that comes down to is Google has a very complex, what's called an algorithm, so basically a computer formula that determines where those pages rank based on a number of factors. And Google looks at over 200, but when you kind of boil it down and look at what are the big factors, there's really three that are super important. And if you do very well for those three, you will do very well in terms of getting your website to show up more and higher in Google. And so those three are really publishing regular and high quality content. So, you know, Google wants to do a good job of answering people's questions. And in order to do that, they need content that is high-quality content that answers the person's question in a really good way. And so if you can create that content that does that, Google will want to show your content to people instead of the other content if it does a better job of answering questions and is in more depth and easier to read and faster to get the information that people want. They will show yours over the others. Secondly, is backlinks. This factor is becoming less and less important, but it's still in the top three. And basically what a backlink is another website linking to yours. So when Google started, that was really the main and really probably when they really started was the only factor that they looked at. And the reason why they chose that as the factor is because if someone else is willing to link to your website, that gives it a sense of credibility. And taking a look at what sites are linking to your website also determine how credible your site is. So if you get another website that's very credible, like the U.S. government linking to yours, now that tells Google, okay, there's a lot of credibility there because the U.S. government thinks that your site has something of value. Whereas if you get a link from Joe's barbecuing blog, anyone could be linking from Joe's barbecue blog, and there's not a lot of credibility to Joe's barbecue blog. Now the other part that plays into linking is the relation in terms of the topic. So if you are creating content on barbecuing, then Joe's barbecue blog holds a little bit more weight than if it was on something related to, let's say, raising children. So that has a part to play in it too in terms of the links. So if you can get more links from other websites that are very credible or that are related to the content that you're creating, that's going to help your page show up more in Google and higher in Google. And then the third part is really engagement. So Google, again, wants to do a good job of sending people to the content they're looking for. And the way they can kind of get a gauge for that is how people interact with the content. So if people go to the content and they spend more time there, look at more pages, that's a pretty good indication that, okay, they found what they were looking for. If someone goes to your content and they leave, in under a second, that's also a pretty good indication that they did not find what they were looking for. And so Google will take that into account to determine which pages to display higher in their search results, because obviously they don't want to be sending people to a page that people can't find or aren't finding what they're looking for. If they do that continually, people will become dissatisfied with Google and they'll decide to use another search engine like Bing. So they're trying to do the best job they can to get people the information that they want. And looking at the engagement metrics, like how long someone stays on the page or how many pages they look on the website, is a really good indication of whether they're finding the information they want or not.
Really appreciate the thorough coverage and response on that question. Most helpful. Now, for those that are looking for a good SEO firm, how can someone actually find a good SEO firm? Now, obviously, many are in the industry that seem to have bad reputations. Give us your perspective on that.
Yeah, again, it definitely goes down to reviews and, asking for references and calling references and actually talking to a business owner that's used it and, see what kind of results there are. There's a ton of agencies that have a really bad reputation and definitely a sense that the industry has a lot of companies in it that are not the best in terms of ethics and integrity and providing value. But that doesn't mean that all the firms in the industry are, and you just have to find the ones that do, and you can get a really good return. And so, like I said, reviews, asking for customer references, and then also just checking how good are they actually able to do their own SEO. Take a look at how much traffic do they get to their own website. And you can use a tool like Alexa Site Info or similar web to get a sense for how much traffic they actually get to their own website, and just take a look at their website and get a sense for if you're impressed with the content or not.
Well, Mr. Keller, we really appreciate your joining us here today. Quite informative and helpful for the listening audience, and anyone in business certainly can tap into the information you've shared here today and take action accordingly. If listeners wanted to get more information on your firm, ProfitWorks, or to be in touch, where is the best place to do so?
Yeah, I would highly recommend to check out our podcast. So our podcast is the Sales and Marketing Podcast. You can find it on any podcast platform that you listen to, whether it be iTunes or Google Podcasts or Stitcher. You can find us there. Again, it's the Sales and Marketing Podcast. You can also find our podcast at profitworks.ca/podcast. So again, that's profitworks.ca/podcast. If you want to get in contact with us, just go to our website and our contact information is there. And our website, again, is profitworks.ca. So that's profitworks.ca.
Fantastic. And I'm sure that podcast is a great resource, and I'll definitely be checking that out myself. Again, folks, for more information, visit profitworks.ca, or for the podcast, profitworks.ca/podcast. Podcast. Mr. Keller, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks very much.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Chris R. Keller, the customer service manager and owner at ProfitWorks that provides digital marketing services, specializing in content creation and SEO. And for all the details, visit ProfitWorks.ca. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.